Welcome to the Complex Problems, Simple Solutions, Discussions on Homelessness podcast. We explore resources, experiences, and the goals of advocates and outreach volunteers who offer services and support to our unhoused neighbors throughout Washington State. Our hope is to provide a more compassionate understanding of their experiences and the obstacles they face as they pursue their goals. Hello, I am the host of Complex Problems, Simple Solutions, Anton Preisinger. I formed the nonprofit organization Northwest Hospitality in 2016 to pursue my outreach goals and better support vulnerable neighbors where I lived and worked. We are always doing our best to respond to people's unique requests and find ways to enhance the programs of other groups and organizations in the field by filling in the gaps and maximizing teamwork. When communities are encouraged, complex problems can be conquered by simple solutions. We look forward to having you participate in our discussions, and thank you for listening. Welcome to Complex Problems, Simple Solutions. I'm Anton Preisinger, the founding executive director of Northwest Hospitality, here to talk to you today about Northwest Hospitality's first program. Well, one of our first programs, anyways, was our hospitality cards, and they started out as subway cards. We used these as we were doing outreach and trying to meet people. We would have a card that we linked to our online account, and we would let people know to hang on to the cards because we'd be able to add funds to them every Monday so that they could continue getting sandwiches on their own time, wherever they happen to be. Subway was a very convenient tool to make that possible. And we still do that from time to time, but our hospitality card program has evolved quite a bit. We've tried a couple different companies, but we've settled on a business debit card company called PEX, which allows us to put basically a debit card in the hands of either an advocate or somebody living out of a tent or out of their car, so that we can help them get supplies as they need them. And it gives them the flexibility and lets them purchase things with dignity that is hard to find when they have to go to other places that serve them in different ways. So currently our PEX card, hospitality card program, is 20 cards strong. We have 8 cards in the hands of advocates, and currently, I think 7 or 8 cards in the hands of people living out of tents or cars. And these cards allow us to connect with people and continue building a relationship with them as they follow their journey toward whatever goal they happen to currently have set. So sometimes that's finding a job. Sometimes that's reconnecting with family. Sometimes that's just saving the vehicle that they're living in from being impounded. Sometimes that is getting into housing or getting into treatment. There's all kinds of different ways that we're able to connect with people and support them as they pursue whatever it is they currently need. And we have the ability to see how and when the cards are used. So people are able to contact us and say, for example, I need to get some dog food for my animal. And we're able to put, you know, $20 on their card immediately when we have the funds. And if they go use that money to at a place where you can't buy dog food, then it spurs a conversation. And I can say, you know, did something come up that you needed to buy something else? Do you still need money for dog food? And these conversations are very useful in creating a relationship that's built around trust. Sometimes that trust is only going one direction for quite some time, but eventually the trust can begin to go both ways, and it is a tool that can change with the person who is using it over time. So in addition to having the card in the hands of those direct users, we can have the card in the hands of advocates and enable more people to do the outreach that speaks to them, even when they don't have the financial ability to take that hit to their own personal pocketbook. So we're able to help people do their outreach. They get in touch with us and say, hey, I met a person today. Their tent got torn up by a neighbor. They need a new tent because they're moving to a different spot. And do we have the funds to put on my card so I can go buy that tent for them? So in most of these different scenarios, we get to see where the card is used, how much is spent, and probably about half the time the card user is able to send us a receipt. So we're able to kind of track that and use that impact to share with our donors as well. So it all kind of comes full circle. The cards have been used in more ways than can be counted. But one example was a couple living in Kitsap County in an RV who were going to lose their RV, their home, their where they'd stayed. They would have been living in tents with having lost all of the last belongings they had. But we were able to help them get several items to get their RV back up and running, like a I can't remember all the things that we helped them purchase, but at least a battery, an alternator, maybe a starter. And before their vehicle was impounded, they were able to get it up and running. And in this process, we were able to serve this couple. We were able to help the city avoid expenses related to impounding a vehicle that somebody's living in, which is not technically legal, but they do it more often than you'd expect. And we were able to continue building on a relationship that we had been developing for probably about a year at that point, and that we've been able to maintain. And so these people are still living in their RV, but they're self-sufficient and they're able to move around and be where they want to be and be safe. So that is a win in our books. If this is a program that speaks to you and you want to help this program succeed, it takes a lot of funds to keep these cards active. When people go too long without being able to count on a response from us because we don't have the resources to put on the funds, then the program takes a hit because it becomes less reliable. So if you'd like to see this program grow and continue to succeed in reaching people and developing these relationships that turn into jobs and housing and success, the best way to do that is by going to our website and donating. You can select the hospitality card program specifically to donate to, or you can donate to our undesignated fund, which often gets funneled over to our hygiene kits. And then through that way, you'll be funding tents and sleeping bags, gas and vehicle repairs, clothes for work, shoes, all the things that people need to live a healthy and satisfied life and pursue their goals. That's it for this episode of Complex Problems, Simple Solutions. Please subscribe and follow us. Find us on our website at www.nwhospitality.org. Sign up for our newsletter to get all the updates. We'd love to stay in touch. You can shoot us an email at info@nwhospitality.org. Thank you for listening and see you next time.